I'm Laura Lawson, and this is your weekly Wine Crush Minute. Ultimately, when you step back and take a look at wine, there's usually two camps. There's the camp that advocates history, and there's the camp that advocates learning. And fortunately, the two rarely ever meet. When you look at it, here's a great example. For those of you who love history, if I talk about petrol, if I talk about creosote, if I talk about minerality and slate, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For those of you who didn't know those were great characteristics in wine, you're thinking, I never want to pick up that glass or that bottle again. There are times when history can lead us to find great wines, but when you look at historically how something is defined, that Riesling we just described is not something we want to drink. We have to find boundaries. We have to find different ways for us all to get along. But ultimately, if we can teach people something new about wine, if we can encourage listeners and encourage consumers to go out and try something different, then the history of wine is going to be perpetuated, and we will all have lovely lifestyles for many years to come. I'm Laura Lawson, and this has been your weekly Wine Crush Minute.